A new government initiative will mean that more children with vision or hearing impairment living in regional and remote Australia will be able to talk to a medical specialist right from their living rooms. Today we are joined in the studio by Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology for Media Access Australia, to tell us more about the initiative and the national broadband network that supports it. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks very much, Roberta.
Now, what is the purpose of this initiative?
Well, the initiative, which is called the Remote Hearing and Vision Services for Children Initiative, aims to improve healthcare services for children with hearing and vision impairment living in regional and remote areas in Australia. So the government has recognised that it's often difficult for families with children who need specialist treatment and live, you know, large distances from some of their major hubs to get these essential services. The Minister for Disability Reform, Jenny Macklin, and the Parliamentary Secretary for Disabilities and Carers, Jan McLucas, launched the new initiative earlier this month. The initiative will provide children with hearing and vision impairments access to specialist treatments via an online video service.
Now, how does the technology work then?
Well, if you've ever used Skype video chat or FaceTime on your iPhone or iPad, then you'll experience a video call where you can actually see the person you're chatting with on your computer screen. It's really just like a telephone call, but with a visual element. The online video service uses basically the same technology. The service actually allows a child and their parents or carers to sit in, a small remote town in the Northern Territory and speak to a specialist in, say, Melbourne using the live online video. So in essence, the doctor is able to consult with the family as if they were sitting across a desk from them, but you're doing so in your living room and the specialist could be hundreds of kilometres away.
Sarah, how many children does this initiative help? Do we know that?
Well, the federal government is investing $4.9 million over 3 years to deliver this initiative to 125 children in regional and remote Australia. And this is actually in addition to 100 children already being supported by the government in this way.
And how does the National Broadband Network support these and other services for people who are blind or vision impaired?
Well, the National Broadband Network, or as you've probably heard it called, the NBN, is actually the rollout of high-speed internet access to 93% of Australian homes, schools and businesses. So this is particularly important for rural and regional areas who may have not had very high internet speeds before. The NBN provides support for services such as this initiative that actually require fast internet connection. So in essence, you know, it takes a lot of bandwidth for a video call to actually be processed so that you get, you know, you can see the person at the other end and the image is not jerky. And so you need that high-speed internet in order to ensure that that happens. And what we're seeing is the likes of these initiatives, and, you know, this is generally what's called e-health, actually coming to homes. And it's not just in support of rural and regional areas. It might be, say, the elderly who might have trouble getting around or might have developed a vision impairment can actually also access a similar type of service as well.
Have we any idea at all when this might happen?
The initiative is, at least the service is actually going out to tender soon. So I don't have an actual timeline on that, but I'm hoping that is in the near future.
Oh, that'll be really good. And of course, we do need accuracy, don't we, when we're talking about health
Via
email almost.
Exactly.
Well, Sarah, thank you for talking to us today. For more information about digital technology and online media, including latest news like the Remote Hearing and Vision Services for Children Initiative, visit Media Access Australia's website at mediaaccess.org.au, or alternatively, you can email Media Access Australia, and their address is info@mediaaccess.org.au, or you can use the phone 02 9212 6242. That's 02 9212 6242. I've been speaking with Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology for Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are fantastic supporters of this program.